you've been playing that, you've been in small lineups, you've been playing the stretch power four road a little bit. I mean, you know, talk about that and how have you liked it?
I've done it sparingly before in the past. I've done it with the national team probably a lot more than anywhere else. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I think it can help our team a little bit. I think sometimes with the speed of the game, it can help us get up and down the floor. And obviously, it's a little bit of a mismatch depending on who we're playing. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I don't want to start playing 48 minutes there or anything. But, yeah, I don't mind swinging through there for a few minutes a game.
Does that change more of how you play offensively or defensively?
For the team?
Yeah, compared to when you're playing four compared to three.
No, I mean, obviously they're not going to put me out there if Drummond and Munro are playing in the four and five. It's not going to be... It's more when another small guy's playing, and obviously a lot of teams are playing small ball or with a stretch four, and if it is a post-up four, I'll just front the post, hopefully, and try and keep it out of there. But I think it helps us on both ends. I think it speeds up the game for us when we want to get going a little bit more. And defensively, with me and G and Rodney and all these guys, we can switch a lot of stuff, so we can kind of pick up the intensity a bit.
You're roommates with Dante on the road, right?
No, we don't have roommates.
That's right.
National team, yeah.
Okay. I'll skip the question then.
It would have been a good one, I'm sure.
Yeah, brilliant.
Just what does it tell you about your teammates where, you know, every day you have different guys step up, you know, different roles and interest in different things?
Yeah, I think that's when you look at great teams, that's kind of what they all do. The top teams obviously have their studs that do what they do, but in each night you have guys offensively and defensively stepping up to help out. And I mean, you've got to have 12, 14 guys on a roster that can help at any time. Like you said before, with injuries and whatever happens on a day-to-day basis, you need to have a full squad of healthy guys that can compete. And we've got that. We've got guys that anyone can step in and help the team at any time.
Do you look at this game tomorrow night any differently after, you know, losing to them last week?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, any team you lose to, especially recently, it was only last week or whatever it was. So it was like the Minnesota game. We knew we kind of owed them one, and played really well. I think we got after it a bit and obviously made some shots, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow.
What do you need to do better tomorrow night that you guys didn't do last Friday?
That was a Denver game last Friday.
Too many games.
It's month being crazy.
Last night.
I mean, they're a pretty big ISO team, really. So we got to. I think the biggest thing is just defensively helping each other, shifting over, not leaving kind of one guy out there to defend one on one, and that's what we've done basically since the All-Star break, and that's why we've been such a great defensive team is playing team defense. And we kind of fell away from that for a few games, and probably the last three quarters of the OKC game, and now this one, the Minnesota one, we've started to get back to where we were.
A lot of people on the radio are talking about how
the whole NFC, radio show is.
He's on the radio, by the way.
might be my show they're talking about.
Probably so. I did hear you on the radio. You did a great job.
Every Thursday at 9.
The whole Ennis thing seemed to, I don't know how true it is, you tell me, that it kind of galvanized the team a little bit, brought you guys together, like, all right, damn it, we're going to show people kind of, we're a little bit irritated by all this.
Jonathan's staring at me.
Just ignoring
yeah, I mean, it. I think when anyone kind of attacks your team and an organization, it kind of digs deep. And like I said before, we're a close team and a great bunch of guys. And obviously, when someone says something like that, especially when it's not true, is pretty frustrating. And I think G said it just kind of pisses you off a little bit. And I think we played that way a little bit, and that helped us probably get back in that defensive-minded state that we'd been in for 25 games before that. So little credit to him for helping us win that game. And good luck to him for the rest of the year.